Dr. Julie Galthorpe in this morning. We're talking about Valentine's Day, couples, romance, all tied into one. However, if you're listening to this show right now, Galthorpe, and you're already in a relationship, you are beyond looking for a match. You don't have to worry about that spot. Are there things people can do to make their relationship healthy? Or to continue to be healthy?
There certainly are. There are things like being transparent about what you want, how you spend your time. Don't let those things build up where you hold all the conversation that you want to have with your partner inside.
Yeah.
People who have long-lasting, happy relationships, they express gratitude daily, not just on special occasions like Valentine's Day. So purposefully connect emotionally by being present with your partner. Don't just talk in passing, but actually hold space to talk and share intimacy. If conflict arises, you got to seek help early. So don't wait until you're just about ready to walk out the door before you get some help from an outsider. Instead, you know, when you start to feel like, hey, like our dynamic could, you know, use some help, be proactive about it. Get those skills and learn how to communicate.
All right. Well, I just want to point something out. So this week, okay, I came across an article and it talked about how couples support each other's personal goals and that can also impact their overall happiness. So, Julie, could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I think I read that study too, Miriam. I think it comes from positive psychology and a study that looked into how couples support each other in achieving those personal goals. So it found that when partners coordinate their efforts to help each other succeed, not only do they make progress towards their goals, but they also experience higher levels of satisfaction. So just kind of think back, you know, I think when I think about how I grew up, that was kind of a message always, you know, work as a team. Because if you work as a team and you support one another, ultimately, as a family, as a unit, you flourish. If you're both off in your silos doing your own thing, It's very hard to be able to achieve those mutual goals. And it can feel isolating for the person that is trying to, you know, achieve something and they don't have the support of the person who they care about most.
Marriage is a lot of work, a lot of commitment, but it can be enjoyable and fun and rewarding as well.
Right. And, you know, that's where when people, yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you, Sean, but I think when people say, oh, it's a lot of work, well, it shouldn't feel like a lot of work. It needs to feel like it's healthy and supportive. Yes, there are going to be moments when there's work, especially if you're trying to overcome an obstacle together or achieve a goal together, but it needs to be enjoyable because that's why we're in couple relationships. You know, if you're constantly in a state where, you know, you just get through one argument and then there's the next argument and then there's another argument and there's a constant state of dissatisfaction, that's not healthy. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for your partner. If you have children, it's not healthy for them. So you need to figure out what that root is that's causing that dissatisfaction. And, you know, it's, again, you can have two people that are good people that their dynamic is off. If they are both willing to invest in improving that dynamic, then you can make headway and feel positive about it. But if you've got one person who's not willing to put that effort in, it's going to be a long-term challenge.
Thanks for the conversation this morning. Where can people get more information on Dr. Julie Galthorpe?
Feel free to follow us on Instagram, Facebook at Dr. Julie Galthorpe, rsw.com. And you can look us up online at galthorpetherapist.com.